A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace and who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy. For in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord.
Born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Announces salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all the peoples, his wondrous deeds. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. They shall exult before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice, and the peoples with his constancy. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. Through him he also created the worlds. He is a reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, You are my son, today I have begotten you. Or again, I will be his father, and he will be my son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. And great joy to all the world. Today is born our Savior Christ the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Lord be with you. The beginning of the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. In the very beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and everything that came into existence came into existence through him. And without him, nothing came to be. Now, what came to be is life. Life which is the light of all people. The light shined in the darkness, and the darkness was unable to overcome it. He was in the world. The world was made by him. But the world did not know him. He came unto his own, and his own people would not accept him. But all who did accept him and worship him, he gave to them the power to become children of God. Born not by blood, nor by the flesh, nor by human desire, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, filled with enduring love. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.